Good morning, Australia, and good evening, America. You are listening to Radio Tony and Everyday Business with John Williams. And we are live streaming onto Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and everywhere in between. And each week we've been talking to John from Andrea Solutions. And he is my amazing co-host with his desire to influence, inspire, and impact the world by being who you were meant to be. Now, over the last number of weeks, we've been talking about the individual modules of the Andrea method available on andrea.solutions. And so this week we thought we'd do something different. And John tasks me with the action of filling in the questionnaire, and we are going to do a live coaching session. Now, I have to say, I am really nervous, but the thing is, I love John, I trust Andrea Method, so let's give it a go and excuse my nerves. So, John, over to you.
Oh, Tony, don't be like that. This is so much fun. Come on. Come on. You're in safe hands. Yeah, look, thanks. And
I
over
know.
The last few weeks we've explored the Andrea method. And the thing about the Andrea method online is that it is a training program. And it's designed to help individuals understand what's going on in their mind and what they're doing to sabotage themselves. So by having that understanding, that really helps when it comes to coaching, because people go, oh, aha, oh, so it's that little voice, yes, I hear it now, in my head that's saying, oh, I can't do this or whatever. And by knowing, having that knowledge and knowing that we are constantly reinventing ourselves, or we are if we are moving forward, we're constantly going, hey, where's my current default? Where do I want to be? What action do I need to take? Get back to start again. And that's the Andrea method. I encourage our listeners to go and check it out at andrea.solutions at andrea.solutions. That's it. There's everything there. And you can have a look at the training course that is the Andrea method that's available online. But today, Tony, we're going to do a little bit of coaching. We're going to be coaching. Thank you so much for coming and playing with me. And let's see where we go. Ordinarily, an empowerment interview would last over 2 hours, so we're going to be backed up against it. But we'll see what we can do. So, Tony, in your forms that you sent through to me, you mentioned two issues that are predominantly there for you at the moment. One is cash flow. Hallelujah! I think we nearly all have that. Changing our business model nowadays, and the other one was. You alluded to is procrastination, which is a good old favorite. So what I'd like to start with, what I'd love to start with here, Tony, is understanding why you need the cash flow. Apart from living, what's the goal? Where is the lack of cash flow holding you up?
So for me, it's about that huge, big vision that I have for my life, and the impatience to get it done. And of course, as you know, when you're growing a business, it's that balancing act between growth and getting help to get your business out there and paying for that help. So as a solopreneur, there's only me. And at the end of the day, I'm responsible for every single aspect of my business, and that involves live shows and co-hosting responsibilities, promotion of my clients and business collaboratives, and the being well prepared for radio. That's all the sales calls, that's all the marketing. It all comes down to me. And so as many of you have probably experienced, when you're a new business, you start slowly, and then you get to a point where the momentum is flowing really well. So that's where I am now, and time is becoming an issue. So I now need to outsource things to free up my time, and that's where the cash flow component comes in. Because if I had more cash flow, I could outsource more things and do more of the stuff that I love, i.e. partnering with people, showing them online radio and teaching them how it can work for them and their business. So that's where the cash flow comes in for me. It's that conundrum between growth and time, what to outsource and when to outsource it.
So are we talking a VA type situation or a PA? Virtual assistant versus
Yeah. So I already have an amazing part-time VA and I would love to purchase more of her time. I already have a part-time marketing team. I would love to purchase more of their time. So it's those sorts of things that drive me. And then I want to get to that place where I'm generating so much interest and so many people wanting to be in online radio. My bigger version is to have my own station filled with amazing hosts talking about all the wonderful things that they do, from authors to companies like Andrea Solutions that provide help and education for people, because I absolutely am passionate about online radio and its ability to reach people in their homes and in their businesses and where they live. So that's the bigger dream that buys into that little cash flow thing. And I'm sure it's absolutely something that all businesses experience, is that growth, time, cash flow conundrum.
Yeah. Does that help? Well, no, this is, well, it's not to help you, help me. See him, I'm here to help you. And so what we're trying to do is tease out the subject here and look behind the initial request, which is so cash flow. So what is the cash flow for? And, you know, you've obviously given a lot of thought of that. So you've got your VA and your PA and you're thinking about growing more time. What are the other barriers? What are the barriers to you getting more cash flow?
Again, the only barrier is my time. So if I could clone myself, I don't think the cash flow would be a problem.
So I'm going to dig in here and go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's say for a minute that I gave you the money. Whatever that is.
Yes.
So magically John's going to give Tony the money. What would you do with it? I mean, specifically, what outcomes would you go and generate?
Outcomes, I would outsource roles and jobs to free my time so I can continue to do the thing that I love, and that's promotion and helping others with online radio.
So how much time are you going to need to go by
20 hours,
what, per week, per month?
Per week.
20 hours per week. So do you have a plan to generate the cash flow for that?
Absolutely. I have a written plan to lead generate and talk to people and do that whole system where lead generation leads to phone calls, which leads to the excitement about online radio. And then after that part, it is the helping and education for my co-host like you. I'm passionate about that. I love that part.
Okay. And if you analyze
that, I'm
sorry, Karen.
Sorry, John.
No, you go ahead.
For me, it's about slowly outsourcing those things that I am not so good at. So I recognize that I have strengths and weaknesses, and it's about moving towards outsourcing those things that I'm not so good at and giving that to experts who are brilliant at it.
Mm-hmm. You say that as if you've already done an analysis of your actions.
Absolutely.
Of your skills. So you're
absolutely.
You're already ahead of the game here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going down the checklist here, Tony. So in the next question, literally checking to see where is the hole that we're going through and making sure that we've crossed all the T's and dotted the I's.
Yeah.
So What's the weakness in the plan?
I think the only weakness is my energy levels, and the way that I combat that is being very structured in my time. I have very clear boundaries, and I have boundaries around my calendar and my weekend. So for me, to keep my energy up and to keep my strength and enthusiasm up, that means that on a weekend, I need complete downtime. So no social media, no phone calls. That's playing with the goats and fiddling in the garden and pruning the trees. That's what I need. So that keeps my energy.
I can't argue with that, Tony, because that's you're out there living our motto. You're inspiring, influencing, and impacting your world through being who you were born to be, not who you've been told to be. So, you know, who you're born to be has those boundaries around. It says go play with the goats. You know, playing with goats is a great thing. How big a role does your impatience play in this? Is your plan on track? Are you on track, or is the plan not working? And then I'm looking and saying to myself, if the plan's working, how impatient is Tony?
So, yeah, I'm always in a big hurry. Like, impatience is one of my not so great, I would like things done tomorrow. I'm like, let's get done with this and then let's move on to the next stage, because I have a vision. I have a written vision, and behind that written vision are actions. And I like to step through those actions as I get to them, because as soon as I get to them, there's always another vision. And that bigger vision involves helping more people, connecting to more people and helping them live their best life. So that's where the impatience is, because the more I lean in to who I am, the bigger the picture gets. And I have to be honest that it's been a struggle to get to this point. Like, I had to do a lot of soul searching. I had to do a lot of that in between the ears work around a whole range of things, like negative self-talk. And that's not to say that they go away, because even today when I'm prepping for John's show, I'm like, you know, that bit of anxiety, I'm going to be putting myself out there to the world in a very vulnerable and open way, and that's scary, guys. Like, I do this stuff every day and it's still scary, but I know that this is what I'm meant to do. So I just take a deep breath and go, yes, I know you're nervous. Yes, I know you're anxious, but it's going to be okay. It's John. You trust John. You know his method. You know it works. It's going to be okay. And by just giving people permission to be imperfectly themselves, I know that helps. At least I hope it helps, John.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we're... what you're doing at the moment, by being open and telling the work that you're doing to be organized, I hope our listeners are making notes, because you're doing a great job. And, you know, that's exactly what I want to bring out. My job sitting over here as a coach or would-be coach is to make sure you're doing all the bits and pieces that seem obvious to me, and then asking you the questions that finding the questions that you probably don't want to answer. And so that's what I'm going to go back to in the plan again and ask you again. So is the plan on a timetable, and is that timetable being kept up? Are you getting where you want to be on time?
I think I'm sort of on time. So, I like to keep it a little bit fluid, because, you know, things are presented to you from time to time that will take your eye off the prize or the eye off the plan, and they are equally important. But for the most part, I'm going to that plan. So far, so good. Yeah.
So what you've just
and
said
do you
to
know,
what you just said to me is that it's a little bit, you keep it a little bit fluid, right? So if I put a B train next to an ocean liner, the B train looks like a little bit. So it's a relative term.
Yes.
And I'm not saying yes. That's the case.
Yeah, yeah.
But the discipline around and your impatience to get the cash flow, which of course you know is tied to the actions.
Yes. Yes.
I'm wondering what role procrastination plays in this, because you seem to be very busy and very planned and very organized. So why have we said, hey, procrastination can be a bit of a...
Because that's been a really big thing previously. Like, that's really held me back. And I found that to allay or stop that procrastination is to have those clear goals and do the action day in, day out, do the action. And with procrastination as well, I find that if I keep to my routine, so, you know, meditation in the morning, reading through my vision, nutting out my day in my head, that helps me allay that procrastination. And being busy and that action taking in a planned format. So today, for instance, radio show with John, hour space where I have a cuppa and something to eat, and then the next show. And then I've got a buffer where I'm going to do A, B, C. And then I go into my afternoon of calls and sessions. And I find that that helps me with procrastination. Organization seems to help me the most. Mm. I don't know what that's like for other people, but for me, that organization with a list of what's happening on a daily basis is the way that works for me. And then in addition to that, that quarantining of downtime. So I like to try and take a few hours off on a Friday afternoon and just sit and watch my favorite Netflix or whatever it is. I find that that helps with the procrastination, because then I know, like, it's a kind of like a reward. So I've done this week. So Friday afternoon, I get to sit down and do nothing, veg on the lounge if I want. And I know that I can put my procrastination off until the following week.
So, Tony, you've done a lot of work. You found the source of your procrastination?
I think it is linked a little to my self-esteem. Like, some of my procrastination or putting things off is related to how I feel about myself. And sometimes it's around, I'm a little bit worried about making that phone call because that person is a really big deal in life. And of course, you and I both know, like, I'm not immune to knockbacks, setbacks, and occasionally you will connect with someone and they're really brutal. Like, they're just not nice. They're like, who the hell do you think you are? What is a middle-aged woman your age talking to me about all this technology around online radio? And so that little voice in your head, the one that we talk about all the time, will say, oh, Tony, you know, they're a bit big for you to be talking to. They're a bit more advanced than you in terms of business. And I think that's where the procrastination lies, is that I get a little nervous talking to someone new who may be doing better or be more successful in their business than I am. And to combat that, I have the downtime, and I also am very strict with those voices, and I snap back at them and go, no, you are doing what you're meant to be doing, and it doesn't matter who that person is, they need Tony's advice and wisdom, and only you can give it. If they accept it, that's great. If they don't, move on. So that's
exactly Exactly. I'd like to just add a quick story to that, if I may, just
please,
to reemphasize the point for the sake of our listeners, because I was coaching a lady yesterday who is set herself some pretty big goals, and there were a certain number of phone calls that were supposed to have been made before we sat down in our coaching meeting yesterday, and I held her to account on it. She said, why are these... Have you made these phone calls? Oh, I spoke to this one, and you know, and I can talk to that one. And I go, yeah, fluffy. Why haven't you made the phone calls?
Yeah.
And she
know that
said,
feeling.
And she said, I will. And she made the commitment, recommitted to making the phone calls. And then 5 o'clock last night, I get a phone call from her.
Yes.
Going, John, yeah. I know why I didn't make those phone calls. And I go,
yes.
Oh, well, what's that? She says, well, it's not because people say no, it's because they might say yes, and then I have to perform, then I have to do what I said I would do.
Yes.
So, you know,
yes.
And in this particular case, she'd run this particular contact that she had there, and they just said, hey, this is a fantastic idea. It's
Let's go.
And she's going, oh, my God. So, you know, the fear, you know, who am I?
Yes.
You know, who do you think you are? And I'm not good enough. These are the favorite channels that everybody plays every day. And I had the same thing, Tony. I'm coming on here today and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to coach Tony live. Now, the lady's done a lot of work, and it's very clear that you've done a lot of work in the shoot. So, you know, where are you going to go, John? Where are you going to go? And I decided, well, I'm going to come here and I'm going to coach you. And I'm hoping that our listeners are getting something out of this, because at the end of the day, they're seeing somebody who is getting on with their life in you, and they're hopefully getting a feel for what it is to be coached and how a coach will hold you accountable for
and John,
and pick
can
on the
I
points.
Say, I am absolutely passionate about keeping learning. I do not think that there will ever be a time in my life when I don't need to talk to someone who can see outside of me and look in and give me gold. And just hearing from you today, clarification that I think I've got some of those things sorted out, is of immense help to me. Because, listeners, you don't always know if the way you're handling something like procrastination or fear is going to be helpful to you. And you have to keep revisiting it. You will go along really great for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden it'll come back up and rear its ugly head, and you have to find someone like John and go and do a little bit more work. And I think it's ongoing. Like John even says, he wrote the program. He still listens to it all the time. So I think as humans, we have that inbuilt mechanism in our lizard brain that throws up these things that wants to protect us. Yeah. And it's protecting you from failure. It's protecting you from being laughed at. It's protecting you from being ridiculed. And those things aren't going to stop. No matter how successful you are, those things aren't going to stop, but the way you deal with them gets more and more important, doesn't it, John?
Look, absolutely. And I think it was Elton John who confessed that he always gets stage fright. Elton John gets stage fright.
Oh, really?
Think about that.
Oh, wow.
But and he doesn't mind, because it's a reminder to him, hey, you have to be on the game. You have to be, it's showtime if you want.
Yes.
And so that's a... You learn to converse with those feelings and learn to understand, to master them.
Yeah.
And then they become an aid to your future and not a hindrance. And in fact, you know, the same reticular activating system you're just referring to that throws up these, recognizes these patterns, and then says to you, hey, that's happened before. This is what happened to you then. That's not good. Be afraid. And this happens in a split second. You don't even think about it. This is just an immediate instant response to or reaction to the pattern that's in front of you. And that pattern can be caused by anything, a sequence of events, somebody Absolutely. Saying something to you, a particular physical location or whatever, and your head just goes, I'm off over here, thank you very much, because I'm here to keep you alive. So that basic instinct that is real, and bear in mind that it's so basic that it's about procreation and not a lot else. At the end of the day, it just wants to keep you around to do your job as an animal and doesn't really care whether you're happy or not. That's got zero to do with it.
Yeah.
By learning that, recognizing it, understanding that, understanding the pattern, and then making deliberate decisions with regard to how you are going to respond versus react, you'll get the urge to react, but then you go, that little voice that says, oh, run away, be afraid. You go, now I'm going to act consciously and going to say, hey, thanks for turning up. I'm a psychologist, call it the child. The parent turns up and goes, she's all right, we're in control. And we're now going to take this course of action. And the more often you take that course of action, the more muscle you put around that synapse, and the stronger that reaction becomes. So then you start, you know, this is this unconsciously competent thing, but I don't think we ever get to be unconsciously competent, particularly if you're my age when you start learning this, because you're like, well, it's well burned in. So I'm just going to have to live with the fact that that's like that.
Yeah.
But getting back to you, Tony, so you get these feelings of overwhelm. You get this situation where, hey, this person's big cheese and, you know, I'm worried that they're going to bite my head off. And and so, hey, you're a human. Welcome to the human race. And but you plan your way around your procrastination. You understand where it comes from. And that way of dealing with it and planning with it means that you're getting there. So I'm working out now. I'm sitting to myself, okay, so you need instant cash flow. You know what you're going to do with it, all right? You have a plan to get it. You're executing the plan, and the plan is on schedule. So
it is.
What's really the problem?
Do you know what I think? Again, it comes back to that fear of success. If I'm really good at this, I'm going to be really successful. And if I'm really successful, that means I'm open to people poking me and saying that I'm not worthy. So it goes in that, you know, it goes in that. Do you know, I've been working on that in the last couple of weeks, and I have actually worked out this little script that I use, and that is around Tony. If you don't show up, there are people out there that need to hear what you have to say in your kind and gentle way. And if you don't say it, they will miss that opportunity in spurring them on to be the best version of themselves. So I take a deep breath and go, okay, and go on with it. But yes, very much I've been working, pardon me, I've been working on that fear of success. Because there's a difference between men and women. And I was listening to an audiobook earlier in the week that talked about the witch wound. And you might know, and our listeners might know, that trauma is an intergenerational thing. And it sticks in our DNA until we work with it and resolve it. And so for women, less so for men. So men have other wounds that they carry. But for women in particular, it's that fear of speaking out related to that witch wound, when you as a woman were burnt at the stake for saying and talking about your truth. So that's a big one for me. And I know for many other women that comes through from their subconscious and into their present conscious mind, is that fear of speaking out, fear of being noticed. Again, going back to that, if you spoke out, if you spoke your truth, if you become visible as a woman, chances were back in the 16th century, you might have been burned at the stake. Well, I've got news for you. It's 2020 and women are able to speak out. They're able to show up as imperfect middle-aged women doing what they're passionate about, and you will have people have a go and say, what the hell do you think you're doing? But you have to get on in control of what happens in between here, because it always has to be about that bigger vision. And again, lots of work on understanding what that bigger vision is, who I am as a person, who I am as uniquely a person, and showing up in the world as that unique person. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do on some days when you might wake up with a headache or you've had a bit of a late night and it's like, oh, it's a struggle. But I've got to remind myself, this is about a bigger picture. This is about those people that I need to connect with that may not have any other opportunity to connect with and hear this information. And that's what's important. It's not about me, not about me. It's about the message and about other people reaching their best potential, which is exactly what you do in your coaching. And people need to know that as a human being, you need help. You can't do it by yourself. Can you, John?
No. And if your coach doesn't have a coach, you don't want that coach because they don't believe in coaching. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Right. So you're coaching me through the radio work and going there. And, you know, that's part of what I've two other coaches working with me on other matters as well, because there's a constant desire to be better and to be able to deliver. I want to go very back, if I may, to your organization, that you have processes that overcome procrastination and the reality that we all have these little voices in our head telling us what we can and cannot do. And we also all react, and we need to learn to respond. So this is just a phenomenon that is across humanity because we are human beings. This is, you know, we talk about the way in which one is being creates the results that you are enjoying right now or not enjoying. And if you want to change those results, you need to change the way you are being. We talked about that with the universal blue and red and whatnot.
Yes.
You have a series of tools and organization that keep you on track. Now, I want to just say to people, that's what the Andrea method is, an off-the-shelf, keep-on-track process. If you commit to doing the Andrea method and keep going round and round, you will stay on track. Of course, you'll wander off, and of course, you'll be irresponsible at some point in time, and that's because you're human. We all do it. Yes. We all goof off. We all make the wrong decisions. Or things happen. You're like, moments before I was due on air today, I get a phone call from my mum in the granny flat saying, can you switch my gas over? I'm sitting in the shower and the hot water's run out. That's life. It happens. And so you dive out the door, switch the gas over, and think to yourself, thank God it didn't happen in the middle of the show. Mum would be sitting in the shower and here I would be. So, but that's life. And so life comes along and it happens to us, right?
Yes.
And it's about getting back on the pony. It's about getting back to the discipline, right?
Yep.
That's what you do. You go back to your systems and you make it happen. Step by step.
I was going to say too, John, that's also been a real help for me, is having the tech and the systems in the background. So in terms of like simple things like email sequencing and email nurturing, so that lessens my time, but it still does the job that I want it to do. And setting all of those things up, again, part of the volume of the work of 2020 has been around processes and systems and tech for me, and making sure that works in the way that I want it to work. And it can be different for different people. So again, it's about knowing who you are and how you want to show up in the world. So I very much like to be a nurturer. And so that's how I want my systems to work. I want my systems to nurture people because that's who I am. For other people, that won't be so true. It'll be around your individual personality and how you want that. You might be really super organized and you want things delivered here on this day in this format and in this way. And you set it up that way. Mm-hmm. And again, that helps with my procrastination because I know in the back of my head, okay, that's happening. So now I need to do this. And I have little messages that pop up and say, you need to ring so-and-so, da-da. You need to follow up this email. You need to do this invoice. Like, those systems are really important for a procrastinator like me.
Yeah, well, we would talk about that in terms of structuring for success. So that's, what people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. So if you, don't fail to plan, they plan to fail. Well, what I mean.
Yeah.
The bottom line of it is you don't put the structures in place that are going to enable you to achieve your goals, and you're going to find yourself short of time you're going to find yourself struggling to get it. I mean, I love quoting Proverbs on this one, and in Proverbs there's a verse I can't give you. It says, and God will best bless your plans. Of course, the real trick is you've got to have plans. And then I like quoting my other favorite philosopher, John Lennon. He said, life's what happens when you're busy making other plans. And away you go. Yes. It's emergent. But your structures are there, and they're vitally important. Tony, it also enables you to examine them, doesn't it? Because when you then sit down in front of the coach and goes, he goes, well, rightio, have you got this done? Have you done this? Are you here? And where are you at? And what role is your own impatience playing in this? Because I want to touch on that again, Tony, because one of the things we often do is we'll make decisions around an item and say, well, that needs to be done by that time. Now, that can be fine, because if there's a legitimate reason, this is not saying it's good or bad, but it's useful to understand what it means to decide. See, decide has the side part in common with homicide, suicide, pesticide, infanticide. You're getting my point? Something's dying here. Right?
Definitely.
So when you decide, you literally kill off all other options. And that's in the root of the word. So decide is not an innocuous word that means nothing. When you decide something, you are killing off the other options. And if that is that I have made a decision that this should be done by now, then that might be the wrong decision, because things, life, Radio Tony, all has its own time. You know, we've all heard about the gold miner who gave up digging his claim, and then the next guy came in and hit a huge nugget. You know, it's not to say people shouldn't walk away, but be very careful when you are calling time on something and saying that should bad language.
Okay.
Right? Everything has its own time, and it's a matter of the only time that it is finished is when you say it's finished, because you are in control of your life, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if this cash is not there now, right? If the cash is not there now, you have levers you can pull. There's decisions you can make. Take a loan, you know, borrow cash, get an investor, whatever.
Yes.
There's things you can do. You choose to do or not do those things. And the consequences, the outcome will be X, Y, or Z.
Okay.
You're right. You see what I mean? So that at the end of the day, one has to be very clear that what's happening is a result of your actions. You make different actions, turn up being a different person, different results.
Yes. Okay. That's really cool, John. That's a great concept for me to take on board about the timeline. And it may not necessarily be my timeline, my impatient timeline. I may just need to take a deep breath and go, this is going fine, which to all intents and purposes, everything is going fine. I am, it's the impatience, isn't it? And I should just let it be.
That's right. Because you're wasting energy being impatient. Yes. When your plans are working out. So and then you're wasting intellectual energy and all the rest of it on something where it's fine. This is the same concept as fear. It's a different, it's again, storytelling in our head.
Yes.
But, you know, when I was talking to this lady last night who had this marvelous opportunity come up, because you know, well, she, next thing she says, oh, I just don't know if I can do this. I go, and I said, well, what is it that you don't have that you need to do it? You know, what is it? What's the thing? You're sitting there saying, I can't do this. I don't. Why not?
Yeah.
Silence. Right. So there isn't something. You sure? This. The, what are you saying to me? Fear of success.
It's something
you know, we discussed it, went on to discuss it without wanting to go into details. But at the end of the day, she discovered that no, either she or the people she knew could bring to the table whatever it was that she needed. So she needn't be fearful of making these phone calls. She will have the support. And this time it will be different because, and that's an important thing to remember this time, because we've all, we all repeat our patterns. And the ones that upset us the most are the ones we've repeated the most often, because we think, well, that's I'm just a failure because I keep doing that. Yeah. So we have to change the patterns, and that requires us to sit back and ask questions. Get your Sherlock Holmes hat on and go and ask the question, which is what we've gone through today, asking questions about what is it about the cash flow? What is it about the procrastination? Yeah. What is it about your organization? Yeah. And then we'll hang about. Maybe we're just looking at this horse from the wrong end.
Yeah, that's been the key. What you've said to me this morning, that's been a real key, John. Thank you.
Happy man.
Excellent. So, again, that's the power of having someone external talk to you about the things that are going on for you in your head. Now, John and I work together. John knows me, but I can still gain that insight from John's knowledge and experience and his knowledge of me, and we've still been able to get something powerful out of a session. And that's just one session in under 20 minutes. So imagine the power of a two-hour session with John if you've got some of these things happening in your life and your business. And it's not just about business, because people can, John can coach you in terms of life. Are you not reaching those jobs that you desire? Are you not living the passionate life that you want to live? Are you, whatever it is, a coach of John's experience can help you. Yes, he's brilliant with business. Yes, he's brilliant with CEOs, but he can help you on a life level as on a person level as well.
Yeah, look, the thing is, Tony,
been doing it for so long.
You're dealing with human beings, and human beings are human beings. I love working with people like yourself, people that want to change the world. So my vision is to live in a world of enlightened citizens and leaders. My mission is to have the conversations that will lead to that and coach people so that they can have those conversations. And what you're doing on Radio Tony aligns with my vision. And whether we'll see it in our lifetime or not is none of my business. My business is to get up every morning my purpose, and this is, I say this wholeheartedly, is actually to be love. Now that's an interesting concept. What is it to be love? To be love is to be prepared to be aware enough of yourself and others so that you give the time and you do what is necessary to understand and to come at the issues that face you from a point of view of what is the best possible outcome for all. Now in business, if you can bring love into business, or in, really if you bring love into any situation, you push fear out the door. When you've pushed fear out the door, then as soon as that happens, there's a physical reaction. People's brains will relax. Their ability to the amygdala stops going off, the RAS stops going on, and you can engage your higher intelligence. You know, the you've got the fight and flight going on. The only thing you care about is survival. You really are not thinking about innovation. You're not thinking about what the next thing is. You're not. So I see my job as a coach is showing individuals, look, this is how you help people see beyond what they're currently seeing. This is the best way I can do that. And I sort of bring it all down to being love. And I came up with an acronym for love the other day, loads of verifiable energy.
That's brilliant. Loads of verifiable energy.
Yeah, now I did that in a business sense, because if you bring love into your workplace, you have a lot of people are there because they love being there. People are coming to work because they want to achieve their outcomes. They understand that the business achieves its outcomes, then the rewards will be there for them and they will be able to achieve their outcomes. If they are not scared of speaking their truth, if they're encouraged through appropriate communication processes to speak their truth, then what you will find is an increase, and this is where it's verifiable, productivity will go up, absenteeism will go down, staff turnover will go down, quality of service and products will go up, innovation levels will go through the roof. And it'll look like a miracle. And really what it is just that people feel safe and feel loved and feel wanted.
Yes. Yeah.
And they want to stay there.
Yeah. And I really believe, and I really hope, as John said, in the next while we start to see all businesses, all corporations acting and doing from this level. I know that some companies are really brilliant at this, engaging their CEOs, managers, and employees to come from that place where they are part of the corporation's vision and planning, and they feel loved and valued, because it's a basic human need, isn't it? And I think the days are gone.
Why for connection?
Yes. I think the days are gone where you can treat your employees as just a number doing a job. We started treating them as human beings.
You're not going to maximize your returns. It's waste. It's waste. It's you know, another one of my favorite subjects is environmentalism in business. And people say, well, you know, that's a bit of a greedy thing. No, it's not. You eradicate waste, you make more money. That's what you do.
Yes.
If you stop wasting your human potential because you treat them badly or you're not well enough organized, and you talked before about having systems around that nurture your clients because that's who you are.
Yeah.
You can take that to a corporate level by saying, well, this is the culture. This is the way in which we nurture our people and we bring our people.
Yes.
And then that, and magically the teams start working more efficiently. Because you have the same kinds, you know? And look, you want to get an extreme example? Why does the mafia work? It recruits people that think like the mafia.
And they feel part of a family.
And they feel part of the family.
And it works.
Criminal gangs work, don't they? Yeah. I love looking at those anti-examples because they really put it in your face.
They do.
Hey, look,
they do.
There's an example. You know, not that I'm suggesting that we all go to mafia families, but if we can have the love and the belonging and the common purpose and the common values, then that's what we connect over and we can make magic happen.
Yes.
And that's what I hope we're doing, Tony. I hope that we're making magic happen because we come together and we have bring our common values and we're exploring. And I think that today's program, I think it's been one of the best programs we've had. Because there's been so much value there for listeners who you know, from a coach's point of view, you're a coach's dream. You've got everything, a lot of stuff sorted there, and you're open, and you're proactive, and you're organized. And, you know, because a coach's nightmare is the person that says, coach me, and literally what they're saying is, do it for me.
Yeah, but, John, those things are hard won. Like, in our conversation this morning, there's probably a good 10 years of hard work and striving and being open. So I wasn't always open to listening to what other people said. When you start on that self-development route, and for me, it started trying to heal from a huge trauma. But when you start on that one step at a time, this is where you get to. This is where you can find yourself after doing that work and understanding how important it is to be your best self. You want to get to the end of your life and look back and go, damn, I did a good job. Damn, I did that well. And know that you lived what your passion was. And your passion and your vision doesn't have to be huge like mine. I've got a big creative brain. Not everyone's going to have a big creative brain. Your passion may be simply about visiting old people in your street and adding value to their life. Vision doesn't have to be big and grand. It can be simple and beautiful, but it's about finding that spot in your life, and that's where a coach or a program is so helpful. Because seriously, if you try and do it yourself, it's going to take longer and be harder. Believe me, I know. John can probably verify that. If you are, and I guess that leads into my impatience. I was impatient to get to a better version of myself. I didn't like myself very much at all about 10, 15 years ago. I really did not like the person who looked at me in the mirror each morning. And again, it took a long time to get to that point where I look in the mirror now, go, you're okay, girl. You're doing all right. That was the hard work that people like John helped me with. So again, guys, before we run out of time, I just want to say the power of personal and professional coaching, and in particular, the coaches who have a clearly defined method and program, that's where you'll get the results. And so we're down to 2 minutes, and I'm going to hand it back over to John because you've got the last 2 minutes today.
Oops. Oh, dear. That was a little bit excited. I need to get a longer lead here. that's laughing. Look, I wanted to share something very, very quickly there. You talk about visions not being particularly, don't need to be huge. They can be what they are. For a lot of my life, all I wanted to do is be an awesome grandparent.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that because I had an awesome granddad and I just wanted to be an awesome grandparent. And that's still okay with that, but I just realized that in reality, my daughter lives somewhere else and my grandson's living somewhere else. And it's, you know, do what you can in that context. So you find some more vision as you go along. And in the very first question I will ask you in the empowerment interview is, what is your big vision? And I will keep digging until I help you find that. Because that big vision is the reason you will jump over tigers. It's the reason you will go to battle with yourself. And without that reason, without knowing that reason, that's when it gets harder. But, and, you know, people go, oh, well, I'm in a dark hole. Yes, I get it. Find something that you can put your hand on and go, oh, I'm grateful I got my hand in one place and it's not moving. Okay, as simple as that. Yeah. Then the next step and the next step. And the next step. And that's why we created the Andrea Method, because it's there for a reason. And the personal coaching option. So there's, for our listeners, just real quickly, Andrea, AMDREIA.solutions. You can go there. You can do two things. One, you can have a look at the Andrea Method. Secondly, you can book a chat to talk to me, or you can send me an email, john@andrea.solutions. And if you ask me for a two-hour empowerment interview, I'm going to say yes. So I heard you on Radio Tony. I would like to have a two-hour empowerment interview with you. And then we'll discover whether you need to have more coaching after that or not. I'll ask Tony when we get off here. So,
and it will be the most powerful thing you've done. And wonderful listeners, we are out of time. That show went completely quickly. I can't believe it's finished already. So, John, thank you so much. yet again for coming on Radio Tony Everyday Business with Andrea Solutions. Jump on to that website, people. Get yourself aligned with John. He'll help you get where you need to go and be the best version of yourself. So, guys, we're going to join you next week. Again, same time on BBS Radio. And we would love to have you join us. All right. Bye for now. This is Tony Lontis for today. Join us each week for another episode of Radio Tony Everyday Business. Thank you for watching and listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business. Join us each week.